Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you're like me, you have way too many domains that you have registered but never put to use. It's almost embarrassing. I was looking through my different registry accounts and I was like, man, I've got domains that I registered, you know, way back in 2008 that I thought were just, you know, really valuable. Like I had an idea for a project and never really made the project, but I also just never stopped paying for that domain every single year. And so, I don't know, I need to do some cleanup at some point. But unlike me, the listener you're going to hear from today, they've got a highly valuable one on their hands. I don't think any of mine are worth a lot of money, but they've got a very valuable domain that they registered at some point, and they have an offer for it also, which is pretty cool. So should they cash out to the highest bidder or hold out for a better offer? Okay, that's what they're wondering. You know, should I sell this valuable domain name or do I just kind of wait and maybe I'll get more money later? Or maybe I won't. I mean, that's the dilemma, right? Like, how do you know when the right time is to move on from something like this? So their question and my answer coming up in this short action-packed episode. First, a quick message on behalf of our sponsor.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, Chris. This is Jim. And I just started listening to the show. Really enjoying the stories and helpful content. I have a domain name that's only 5 letters long. I don't want to say what it is, but it's pretty good. Not amazing, but pretty good. I've never turned it into a website, but I also haven't let it go. Every year, I happily pay that $12 renewal fee. Now I'm thinking it's time to cash in. Through a broker, I'm pretty sure I can earn at least $5,000 for the domain, and maybe more. But am I selling myself short? What if Facebook decides to rename themselves again and they use my domain for just $5,000? Okay, that probably won't happen, but the question remains, should I hold or fold? Thanks for your help.
Awesome. So first of all, congratulations on being in a great place of having this asset. That is exactly what it sounds like it is. It sounds like an asset. I don't think I have any domain that's worth $1,000, at least one that I would sell, let's say, let alone $5,000. So, you know, also, as for Facebook deciding to rename themselves, too bad you didn't have metaverse.com, you know, when Facebook rebranded. They're probably not going to do that again for a while. So I tend to think here, you know, there's not a wrong or right answer, but I tend to think if you can get $5,000, you know, you just have to decide, would you rather have that money now or potentially a lot more later if a better opportunity comes along, while recognizing that you get nothing if you hold out and a better offer never arrives. My inclination is to say, like, if you're not using this domain, you don't have a real plan for it, it's clearly worth something, but it might not be worth like a huge amount of money, but you can get some real money for it now, I would take it. Okay. My advice, basically not knowing anything else, and also our listener didn't want to disclose what the domain was, my advice would be to take it. So good luck. Let us know how it goes. Or if you do decide to hold out and you do end up selling it for $1 million, let us know that as well. And listeners, if you've got a question or something you're trying to figure out, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'd love to know what you're working on, some ideas you have, what you're struggling with, how we can help you create more money without quitting your job, by using the skills you already have, and without going into debt. That is our mission here. I've got a new episode for you with that in mind coming up every single day, including tomorrow. All right, that's it for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.